Welcome back to another episode of the Camera Shack Podcast. I'm your host, Logan, and today we are on episode 4. So if you're just joining for the first time here, basically I am going back in time. I took a break from the podcast for a few years, and so I'm going back in time covering events that happened quite a long time ago, and this is one of those events. So today I'm going to be talking about the Orphans Crafternoon for 2024. So if you're not familiar with what Orphans is, it's basically it's a special season pass for people at the Ohio Renaissance Festival. So it comes with a few extra perks. And one of those, it's not really a perk per se, but perk is that we try to do monthly little get-togethers. And one of the things that we did was a, air quote, crafternoon. The premise of the day is that we had a bunch of laser cut wood, and everyone came together and they constructed it all. They painted it, and we just had like a good time hanging out and going through that. So the reason I'm talking about it is because I actually made a little 3-minute vlog of the day. My role in the whole day was I'm the person who laser cut all of the wood for the actual event. So how it went down is we had an axe. It was like a cool dragon looking axe. We had a shield and a little rose, like a Tudor rose. And I'm the person who actually went through it. I actually designed the axe and the shield. Both are really cool. The shield was an 18-inch round shield. How it's designed is it has 8 strips up and down. So if you take a circle and you subdivide it 8 times across one of the sides, then it's laser cut into those strips. Then there is 2 things that go along the back, braces basically, that along the top and along the bottom, and you rivet the strips onto that backbone, I guess, and it makes it into a round shield then. What was kind of unique about it is in the center, we had another little circle thing that had magnets in it. So you could have a little emblem that was separate, and the emblem had magnets on the back of it, which allowed the person who was there, they could have multiple emblems that they could paint different colors, stuff like that, and switch out their emblems as they would like, because this is just magnetic. The axes are pretty cool. You can see in the video that I post on my channel, they have little things on the head, little octagons on the head, so you're able to do the same little thing where you can have like mini emblems and you can switch them out, which I thought was a pretty cool little design. Then on the back of the shield itself, there's little straps that you can actually feed your hand into. So yeah, overall, it actually took quite a while to design the shield and to cut them out. I spent quite a bit of time trying to think about the best way to do it. We made several prototypes, so I went through quite a few. Then Craig, who's the person who actually at the time was the head of the Orphans group, Craig and Liz, they're both volunteers. We came together and kind of thought about how we could improve things. So through the iterations, I think there's like 4 or 5 different iterations of the shield. I think there's only like 1 or 2 iterations of the axe. And the Tudor Rose was just a design vector that we had purchased, and then we just engraved it onto the top and then just cut out. And so as you're watching the video, you can kind of go through and see how everything kind of turned out. The shield that I show about a minute in is the shield that I made for me. It's a vector that I also purchased, but you can see it's like a gold and a black for the pattern on the shield itself. And it's actually unique for everyone else. So basically how I made it was I spray painted the shield gold and then spray painted the shield black. And then I engraved the reverse of the pattern away. And it created a really cool effect on the shield. One of the super cool features, it was only on the shield that I had because it was too much time and effort to make it work for everyone's shield. I actually purchased some LED strips and I stuck it around the rim where the emblem attaches to the shield. Then I soldered a battery pack onto the LED strip, and you can actually have a little faint glow behind the emblem. This didn't work very well because the LED strips aren't bright enough. To make them bright enough, you need a lot of power, and doing that with just batteries, it just wasn't very practical. It looks okay if it's like basically pitch black, but it's never that dark, so you don't really ever get that experience, which is okay. It was really more of an experimental thing, and I show in the video too what it looks like on the back, and it was literally just me soldering stuff together to make it work. And so later on in the video too, you can see Craig is actually in the video with his little sausage knife, and you can see the spray paint blue. So when you got your shield, you could spray paint it a certain color if you wanted to before you started painting, which is nice. Then as you go throughout the video, rest of the video, then you can see a bunch of the orphans there painting and stuff. Then towards the end, we actually went and we got barbecue. So the 1572 is a restaurant, I guess. Well, it is a restaurant, but it's like a barbecue place attached to the festival. So it's inside the festival and it's also outside the festival at the same time. So we stopped by there after we finished up Crafternoon and got some barbecue. I believe I got the turkey. And then the same day the Crafternoon was going on, they had the 20th Century Circus. So after all the Crafternoon wrapped up, we went out and saw that, which was really great. I don't know how much of it I really showed in the video. I'm kind of looking. I think I showed quite a bit of it, but just like little 5-second segments. So they did some juggling, some tightrope walking, some stuff with like hula hoops and contortion. Swinging around on like a ladder that was attached to a pole. They did a little bit of fireball swinging. There's different musical numbers and stuff like that. And that's pretty much the Crafternoon. We're going to do it again. We did it the year before that in 2023. I actually didn't take any video of it. And we're going to do it again this year. This is 2025. Right now it's May, and we usually do it in July, end of July. We'll see how it goes. I'm hoping it goes pretty well. It probably won't be as nice as it was this year in 2024, but we'll see. I'm not entirely sure. So this is the part where we turn to my questions so that I can pad this podcast out a few more minutes. And the first question is, things I've already answered. Did things go as planned? I would say yes. Things actually went pretty well as planned. There was a lot of last minute setup that was kind of sketchy. So we were kind of, we weren't sure how many people were going to actually be there and how many people were going to buy the kits. So there was definitely like the week of, we were sitting there being like, we need to build, 10 more shields. So that took quite a bit of planning and time. But overall, everything went pretty well. I think we only had like a few shields left over from people who didn't end up making it out. And I think we were able to get those shields to those people, which was great. What did we use to film? I guess what did I use to film? I used my iPhone. I didn't want to carry around a camera during this event because this wasn't really like an event worth vlogging per se. Apparently it was. I actually made a video of it, but it wasn't worth making like with my actual camera. So I just used my phone. I really wanted to see what it'd be like to make a vlog using my phone, which was the primary reason I even made the vlog in the first place. I just wanted to play around and experiment with using this phone in particular, what it kind of look like, what it kind of feel like. And from that front, you know, I have to say I'm pretty disappointed with the quality. I think for a phone video, it's pretty good. But as far as, you know, compared to like my Canon cameras, it's just nowhere near as great. I think the audio is actually overall pretty decent. So there's that. You know, it's not like blow you out of the water, but it's completely usable. I really don't have a problem at all with the audio. It's just primarily the video. And the biggest problem I have is really the stabilization. I think that's my number one problem. Whenever you kind of shake the camera a little bit, I can see those, you know, jiggle artifacts in the picture. And I think that's my biggest complaint about using a phone to do it. That being said, though, it does have the big advantage of just being in your pocket. You don't need to think about it. You don't need to carry it around. You can just whip it out and film a little segment. Now, when it comes to video with the iPhone inside of the circus, that was definitely disappointing. I think that it really struggled with the lighting. So you can still see what's going on, but it just doesn't really look that great. The colors are very washed out, and you can't really fix that in post. The dynamic range is kind of all over the place with like the fire, so it makes it, you know, look strange. So I would say overall, not overly impressed when compared to like my Canon camera. When it comes to filming in situations where the lighting is subpar, even like not even like ideal, but it's just subpar. I think that if the lighting had been even worse, then the footage probably would have been even harder to really manage. And you can really tell something I hate about trying to film with my camera is the front camera is awful. So it's really hard to film like me talking segments because the quality of the front camera is so much worse. And so you can see that it's like the lighting isn't that bad. Like it's pretty air quote bright when I filmed the very last shot, but you can still see that it doesn't look that great. It's very grainy. You can see it has a lot of, there's like a clarity filter attached to it. So it just makes it, not a clarity filter. What I'm assuming is it has like 3 or 4 frames of motion of like noise reduction, and that adds a lot of like the smoothing blurring around the edge of like my face and other stuff like that. And you know, I can really notice it for me as someone, I guess, who's a videographer. Maybe it's not very noticeable to other people. Maybe people just don't care. I think what I've discovered is people don't really care. And I think that if all my videos were this quality, I think people still would like my videos. And I want them to be, you know, a higher quality. So it's always a give and a take. My biggest thing I'm working on right now is trying to do more filming of actually myself. And I always find it difficult. The biggest thing is that it's really hard to hold my Canon camera in like a selfie kind of mode. I have like a little thing you can hold. I just haven't used it yet in a video. So basically it's like a tripod that's like 5 inches tall. And then you just screw on the tripod handle onto the bottom of the camera, and you can hold it out like that. The reason I want to hand hold it out is because I'm worried that I'll drop the camera, and that would probably be a pretty big issue if I dropped it. I don't really want to do that. I think because I used an iPhone camera, most of these other questions don't really work for anything, or I've kind of already mentioned it. We're going to do it again this year. It will be during the circus. And so if I do another vlog of crafting for 2025. I don't know if I will or not, but if I do, I'll probably just use my phone again just to have more videos shot on my phone. I don't know. We'll see how that works out. But I will go to the circus again. I don't know if it'll be included in the video or not, but I will go to the circus again. That being said, I am going to try to take actual video with my Canon camera of the circus, but of the opening weekend, which will be... So they're going to do it this year, apparently, July 11th through July 28th. So crafting will be after the 11th. I'm not sure which day, but it'll be after the 11th or that weekend. So it won't be the opening weekend. So I'm going to go down then and, you know, take my actual camera and shoot it and stuff like that. And yeah, I think that pretty much covers Crafternoon 2024. So hopefully you guys enjoyed this little deep dive back into the past. Next episode, I have no idea what we'll talk about. We talked about Crafternoon. It'll probably be the opening weekend 2023 for Ohio, which is actually like a year before the Crafternoon. But you know how it is. Anyways, hopefully you guys enjoyed. And a little update. I've gone ahead. There's like a feature on my thing that I use to host the podcast. I can actually click a button and it will upload the podcast as a little YouTube video. It has like a little, there's a word for it and I can't think of it, but like a histogram of the WAV file and the picture of the podcast. So anyways, if you search for Camera Shack Podcast on YouTube, it might come up. And so you can actually listen to this whole podcast if you'd like, and new videos on YouTube instead of on your favorite podcasting app. So just a little alternative. But yeah. Other things we could quickly talk about. I think I haven't talked about this yet. So I believe last episode, which was Yuletide, I talked about I was going to go to a halfling hoedown. And I went to the halfling hoedown. This is after that took place. It went pretty well. I will be making a podcast episode about it in a few months, apparently, because I need to get through this backlog first of older events. I did take a lot of video, so I will be making a video for my YouTube channel. We'll see how it goes. I'm just not really sure how it's going to work out. I definitely want to try something new for it. I want to try include, I'm thinking, some voiceover dialogue for it. And here's why I want to make it slightly different. All right. I think that the main problem with my main channel for my videos is that it's too like promo video-y. Which I think is okay. The views themselves are okay, but I want to try and transition to a lot of my videos being way more vloggy than promo-y. And I didn't take any like selfie style videos while at the halfling hoedown, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but I definitely want to feel more vloggy than a promo for the halfling hoedown. So I might try something new and we'll see how that goes. I haven't decided yet, but I have found one or two videos that I think I might want to try to look at what they're doing. Not copy it per se, but try to move more towards that style for this video than previous style. Something else is I published my St. Petersburg Renaissance Fair video. I don't know if I mentioned that last episode. I doubt it, but I published it. I took quite a bit of time to edit. I will definitely do a video about it. Don't worry. Once again, it'll be in a few months. but we'll definitely talk about it. Should be fun. Anyways, hopefully you guys have enjoyed this episode, and I'll catch you on the next one. Thanks.